This is the Rogues Gallery from Muckrakers.today. I'm David Wheeler, co-founder of American Muckrakers. We focus on one rogue per episode. We put them under the light, follow the money, show you the receipts. Today's rogue, Vladimir Putin. Because last week, Putin pulled off a hell of a magic trip. He bombed a country on Tuesday and then threw himself a champagne party on Wednesday. He's betting he only watched the party portion of this picture, so let's watch both. Tuesday, June 2nd, Putin launches one of the biggest barrages of this entire war. 73 missiles, 8 of them hypersonic, 656 drones, all of this in one night. Kyiv, Dnipro, Kharkiv, Zaporizhia, Poltava, and apologies to my Ukrainian friends for the terrible pronunciation of their towns. He hits apartment buildings, and in Kyiv, a 9-story housing block folds in on itself with people asleep inside. 22 civilians dead, 138 wounded, 4 medical facilities hit. And the Kremlin says they only struck, quote, military targets. There's a big fat lie. A 9-story apartment building leveled with families sleeping inside and several toddlers dead. 4 hospitals knocked down. Now here's the number that should stop you cold. Le Monde in Paris puts the total casualties of this war for both sides at more than 525,000. That's 525,000 Russians and Ukrainians dead or wounded. And it climbs every single day. That's war crimes. Now let's flip the screen. The very next morning, Putin opens his big economic forum in St. Petersburg, his hometown. They used to call it the Russian Davos, back when anybody actually showed up. This year, the guest list is far-right influencers, conspiracy cranks, and losers, basically. From Angela Merkel several years ago to a podcast bro in a flag t-shirt and a red MAGA hat. Hell of a conference. While his delegates strolled into their terrorist panel discussions, black smoke and flames were rising over the port right behind them. Ukrainian drones had just hit an oil terminal that morning with precision. So Putin's forum about Russia's booming economy is happening live on camera in front of Russia's burning economy. You can't script that. Well, you could, but nobody would believe you. And it gets better. Before we even go there, how about a quick word from VoteROI.com?
You donate to campaigns because you want to win. So why donate blind? VoteROI reads 86 million campaign documents and shows you which candidates turn your dollars into wins and which ones just burn it. Smarter giving, lower fees. 2.75% versus 6% from Act Blue. More of your donation goes to campaigns. Donate smarter. Win more. VoteROI.com. That's VoteROI.com. Now back to David Wheeler and Rogues Gallery.
Zelensky sent Putin a letter, proposed a meeting in a neutral country. He asked for a sit down to end this fucking war. Putin's answer, he sees, quote, no point, end quote. No point. They'll find a point for firing 73 missiles upon families. But a handshake with Zelensky? Oh, that's a bridge too far for Vlad. He called the war, quote, a whole new dimension, end quote. That's how a man describes mass murder when he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And that's the whole con. The forum, the speeches, the New World Order talk. It's a smokescreen, literally. And there was smoke in St. Peter. A smokescreen for one ugly fact. Vladimir is killing civilians on Tuesday and toasting investors on Wednesday. He wants you to watch only the Wednesday forum. So don't. I wrote up this whole stinking story with receipts. Please read it at muckrakers.today. Don't take my word for it. Read the receipts. That's the Rhodes Gallery for this week. Next week, we'll be back with a piece about a real piece of work. My favorite member of Congress, Beetlejuice Boebert. I'm David Wheeler. Thank you for joining us.
This has been Rogues Gallery, hosted by David Wheeler and produced by Muckrakers.today. This episode was brought to you by VoteROI.com. Copyright 2026 by American Muckrakers. All rights reserved.